any of those things, even though I do not use those terms.
Do you know any others?
Mountaineer people, rednecks.
Does redneck just mean somebody?
I've heard it used that way many times. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the term Hoosier?
Hoosier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, another little grammatical section. It's not quite midnight, which is true. And somebody asks you what time it is. You might say, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's
almost.
All right. And it's very slippery because there's ice. It's hard to walk on. You might say, I managed to keep my balance, but I blank fell.
Almost.
All right. Somebody's waiting for you to get ready, and he calls out, hey, will you be ready soon? And you answer, I'll be with you in
a moment.
Any other way you might say that?
In a minute.
All right. You know you're on the right road. You're not sure of the distance, so you ask somebody how
far.
All right. If you're pointing out something nearby and you want to call somebody's attention to it, you just say,
it's over there.
And you know
what? Now start all over. Say that again.
Well, that's the general idea. You just want to call somebody's attention to something.
Look up there.
Okay. You want to know how many times someone does something. You say, how blank do you do that?
Often.
Mm-hmm. If you're agreeing with somebody who says, I'm not going to vote for that man, you say, blank am I, or me blank. He says, I'm not going to do it, and you say, me.
Me either.
All right. These are just parts of the body. This is just pronunciation. What do you call this part of it?
Forehead.
All right. And this stuff?
Hair.
And this on a man's face?
Beard.
And which one is
earlobe.
This? Which one is
right.
As opposed to?
Left.
And say the whole thing.
Left earlobe and right earlobe.
Okay, we can leave off the lobes, but that's all right. That's good enough. If somebody's mumbling, you say, take the chewing gum out of your
mouth.
And he got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Yes, and you wear a tie around your
neck.
What do you call this little thing that a man has prominently on his
neck? Adam's apple.
All right. Does the term goozle mean anything to you?
Yes, it's right there.
Is it the Adam's apple?
I don't know.
It might be the Adam's apple?
Could be.
Okay. You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
And he says he needs to fill one
cavity.
In one
tooth.
All right. And the flesh around the teeth is
gums.
All right. This part of your
palm.
All right. And the whole thing is
hand.
And you have two
arms.
Two
hands.
Okay. And he got mad and he shook his
fist.
And he has two
fist.
Okay. Any place where you bend, your finger or your wrist.
Joint.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a man's body is his
torso.
Or another word for that?
Excuse me. Chest.
Mm-hmm. He has broad
shoulders.
And this is your
leg.
Okay, and this thing is your
ankle. Foot.
Okay, and two of them are
feet.
Let's see, the front part of your leg that you run into things with.
Shin.
Mm-hmm. If you got down like this, you would say, I'm getting down on my, meaning this part of your leg, the back part of your
thighs.
The back part, specifically. What would you call the getting down itself? You would say
bending.
All right. Any other terms for that? Would you say anything like stoop or? Did you ever hear hunker down?
No, I've heard stoop, but you weren't stooping.
What is stooping?
It's like when you stoop over.
Mm, okay. I would have said that was bending and I was stooping, but anyway. You've heard hunker or you've not?
No, I haven't.